I am from beyond. Listen, and all you desire will be yours. Welcome to Spider-Dan and the Secret Wars. Prepare for battle.
Spider Knight?
Alas, friend Spider-Man, by what sorcery doth small ceiling torch shine forth?
It's called a light bulb.
Welcome to Prattle World. I am your host, the ever-amazing, ever-spectacular Spider-Dan, and in this podcast, I spotlight entertainment's best-kept secrets that a mainstream audience may find boring. Welcome back, guys. This is another edition of Spider Knights of the Round Table, and I've brought back my lovable guest, Dennis Whittle. Hello again.
Hello again.
It's been so soon. So I feel like I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, you're always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
Always.
Well, we're going to talk about a character that's always on your mind.
Yes.
And my mind, and the social consciousness, and the moviegoer's mind. Everybody knows this character, and he's very old. He had his birthday last year, was it?
Yes. He was 80 last year.
80 years old. And, you know, did he have a cane or anything? Or did he?
No, he's looking good.
He's looking good for his age.
He's
got a better body than you and me, we'll put it that way.
It's not hard, is it?
just do two sit-ups, you're probably in better shape, aren't you?
Yeah.
So we are talking about the one, the original superhero. The whole term superhero comes from this one character, Clark Kent, Kal-El Superman. So we're going to talk the whole breadth of his life, his career, his whole thing, his creation. You name it, we're going to have a chat about soups. So where do we begin, Den?
I love Superman.
Great. How much? Do you love him 3,000?
I love him, yes. I do love him 3,000, yeah. Superman, for me, has a very, very special place. It's kind of... He's the reason I'm into comics.
Okay.
Well, I'll say Christopher Reeve's the reason, and Dick Donner are the reasons that I'm into, into comics.
I think Dick Donner's the reason I'm into Rottweilers.
Okay.
And why I had one as a kid, so
yeah,
got an
yeah.
adorable dog.
I'd check your head for numbers and stuff. Are we okay with that?
Victus Dominus.
It's all for you, Damien.
It's all for you, Dan. It's all for
it's
you,
all
Daniel.
For you, Dan. Anyway, Superman for me embodies everything what a superhero should be, and I think people forget that.
Yeah,
I think some it might have been yourself. You know, underrated superheroes. I think Superman is an underrated superhero.
I agree.
I think people look at him, oh, he's too powerful, or he's too good, or he's too this, or he's too that, or too the other. But when you strip back some of that, he's an immigrant, he's got all these powers, and he chooses to protect us, and at times from his own people. And that's a big deal when we look at it, the fact that, you know, technically, he could have just taken over the planet, he could have done whatever he wanted, he could have, you know, a bit like the Injustice game.
Yeah, he becomes like a fascist leader.
Yeah, he could have been Hitler on speed.
Yeah.
You know, he could have done what he wanted, but instead, because of his upbringing, is like Midwest, caring, you know, Myron Park Kent, and he decided that...
I think I would call that Superman comic, Superman, fascist than a silver bullet, speeding bullet.
Speeding bullet, yeah, fascist. It makes complete sense. And kind of the Red Sun, you know, he could have been. And, if he landed Roswell, he could have been a weapon. You know, there's lots of kind of things.
There's a great storyline where I think it's Superman Darkseid or something, Son of Darkseid or something. And he arrives on Apocalypse, where Darkseid lives, and raises him as his son. And then he goes to Earth and realizes, oh, wait, Darkseid's totally evil.
Yes, he's naughty.
Yeah, he's a bit naughty. He's a bit naughty.
He's got a big head.
He's got a big head.
He's got a massive head. I don't think people get past his powers and really look at, like, Clark Kent.
Yeah, I think it's the... People feel like they can't relate to him. I think that's what it is. Like, they go, he's too powerful. He's got too many powers. And I was like, he's got so many weaknesses.
Yeah, but
he's got magic, red solar energy, kryptonite. He died being beaten to death.
Yeah,
it wasn't like...
What was he doing? He was protecting us.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't think he has to be relatable. I think the whole point of Superman is that he's what we want to be. I think, you know, think about the Justice League movie. He's a beacon. He is hope. He shows what we can be. And I think that's really, really important.
I think that... Brando says that. Jor-El says that. He's like,
you know... good people can only wish to be.
You just need the light to guide them. Yeah. I think it's
not
the light.
Not that I know the movie.
No. But that's a great speech, and that's true.
And that's And that's what, that's how he was brought up. He was brought up, you know, to cherish life, to cherish this, you know, to be.
You are here for a reason.
Exactly. To be the best he could be. Mm. And I think people don't see that. No. They just see a guy who can fly and can, you know.
I mean, if we go back to the kind of, I think there is a lot of relatability to him. If you want to see that, if you don't want to see that, like yourself, you want to see him as the hope and the beacon and everything like that. He's very, like, it's like, if you look at the X-Men and the Superman story, it's the same. Very different. He's so different. He's not accepted.
No.
He's a geek at school. He's not, you know, he has all those issues, those teenage issues, and his powers are developing at the time where he is his most awkward. His body is changing, but it's changing not like anybody else's. He can see through walls. He can jump, you know, over a field, you know, cornfield, and
having
like that.
Having to keep all that in all the time.
Yeah, constantly hiding who you are.
He wants to be a football player. You can't be a football player.
And like that, that's like we said in the previous podcast when you were on. We said that the LGBT community, you know, love the X-Men because it's constantly. They have those issues like hiding who they are and having to, you know, don't want to reveal these powers and these amazing gifts. And it's the same for Superman. It's exactly the same.
But, you know, if you look at the Adventures of Superman TV show that George Reeves, he plays Clark Kent in a really, when he's at his little silent moments, Clark's a bit depressed.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Superman. Clark. Who's Clark? Loves Lynn. Can't even see past Superman. No. And I think that's, people forget that. And I think the modern Superman at the moment, the Bendis one, really right. Because he's very good at dialogue and stuff. Mm. Very much writing, this is Clark, this is Kal-El, this is Superman.
And I think you're right. I think Superman is three people.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely is three people. I agree.
And that's how it's being written. And I kind of like that, but...
Mike Chandler's bought me that book for my birthday. Still yet to read it, but I will, because I'm very much looking forward to it.
It's good, and I think it's kind of brand new. And it's no mistake. It's that they've copied the John Byrne. You know, we've done a Man of Steel.
Yeah, then Man of Steel.
Then we're going to do that. We're going to kind of retell its origin story in a way.
Yeah,
and then it's very much like that. It very much reads like that. Mm. But like going back right to the beginning, you know, Superman has been used. But everything, very much like Captain America, you know, war bonds.
Yeah.
He was dropped on
propaganda. It's propaganda. Yeah.
And he's been around for such a long time. Yeah. And people still think that he's dull. He's not dull.
No.
He's very, very good.
Fascinating. Well, he was kind of like a folk hero, wasn't he, back in the time? He was like, you know, there would be these like loan sharks and gangsters.
Yes.
And, people, you know, the people weren't being treated well at work. He would go and dangle the boss off the edge of a building.
Yeah.
You know,
because like we said in the last one, because he's written by white collar immigrants, you know, who came over to the US. Nobody wanted Superman. And originally it was a baddie, the Superman.
It was a bald head. It was a bald,
Yeah, very much like Lex.
Yeah. Interesting.
Nobody wanted it. Nobody even bothered with it. DC Comics bought it for like nothing.
Almost nothing, yeah.
and you know, they were that kind of unsure about whether it would work. He didn't even appear on the cover for the next like four issues because they weren't even sure whether it would be a success.
Mm.
And kind of look at, and he's the grandfather of all comic books.
Oh yeah.
But he's much more than that. You know, he's the kind of soul of the Justice League. He is, you've got like the badass Batman, you've got the warrior Wonder Woman, you've got this, and you've got the heart is Superman.
Mm.
You know, and it all comes back to his childhood. Mm. He could have landed anywhere else and be completely different.
I mean, that shows, like, whatever you think of the Justice League movie, that shows.
He's
the heart of that film.
Yeah, and Batman, again, he's more human than I am. He's had a relationship.
I love that's one of my, that's probably my favorite line in the whole film.
And it's true. He is a lot more human than Batman. You know, because Superman is Clark Kent is the secret identity. Bruce Wayne's
it's the other way around. Yeah. So the Bruce Wayne is the charade.
Yes.
And for Clark Kent is Clark Kent. Superman is the charade.
And there's that scene in Trinity comic where they're all in the Lasso of Truth, and he goes, "I'm Diana, I'm Clark Kent, and Batman, I'm Batman." You know.
Yeah.
But I think Superman, this day and age, right now, who do we trust? You know,
Good question.
Can't trust our politicians. Mm-hmm. You know, we got world leaders doing what they want.
Yeah.
But we can trust a guy.
Big conglomerates.
Yeah.
You know, basically taking over the world.
Exactly.
You know.
You can trust a guy in a red suit to come down, pick your cow out of the tree, and do the right thing. And I think that's really important. No matter what you think about Superman, he will do the right thing. And sometimes the right thing is a very hard decision, like when he kills Zod with the kryptonite and stuff. You know, you can see the battle he's having about doing this.
Mm.
So that was back in the in the comics, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that
particular 89-ish, maybe a little bit later. I can't.
If I remember rightly, it was a parallel Earth, and Zod had been released from the Phantom Zone, and his Fiora and Non and all the other Kryptonian criminals, and they obliterated all life on this planet apart from like a good Lex and a few others. And so this Superman comes, our Superman, the main Superman in the continuity, comes to that Earth and realizes everyone's dead, and then he makes the decision that he takes away their powers with, is it gold kryptonite?
Yeah, and he was like a lead.
Yeah, lead suit, so he doesn't get. Yeah, and then he uses green kryptonite to kill them.
Yeah,
which is like kind of like an execution, isn't it?
Execution, isn't it? And you have the kind of the argument he's having with himself, doing it's the right thing to do, and is it the right thing to do? Is it this, that, and the other? It's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
you know, he did,
and they need to be punished.
Yeah, but even like, I just think that we need to be giving a bit more love, like in the shop. What I do in Comic Den, I've given people comics to read. Yeah. So here, go and take Superman on. If you like it, pay me for it. If you don't, keep it. Fair enough, whatever. Yeah. And everybody's paid me for it because it's good.
You recommended Superman Kryptonite.
Yes.
By Darwin Cook.
Yeah.
And it's a great book.
Yeah, yeah.
Starts off with, it's an interesting start. It's a bit odd because it's from the perspective of the Kryptonite.
Yes.
But then you learn later on that something is inside that Kryptonite. Tim Sale drew it, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Tim Sale drew it. And you got the Final Frontier.
Yes.
Where Superman is a weapon. You know, and he's arguing. He's having that kind of, you know, all
that
these
battle, that
yeah, all
battle.
These heroes are being, you know, you've got the Flash being punished, people trying to capture him to get his superpowers. Mm. Batman's going through that change of being a bit of a badass, and he's thinking, "Hang on, I'm scaring the people I'm supposed to protect."
New Frontier, sorry, you said Final Frontier.
Sorry, New Frontier.
Don't confuse the genres.
Lots of frontiers.
So many frontiers.
And it's great.
No, that's a good book as well.
I kind of like that old style, and I think people need to just sit down and read Superman All Seasons.
Superman for All Seasons.
Yeah, I think is great. The kind of looking at developments.
Yes.
And the fact when he was, like you were saying before, when he was a teenager and when he's a kid, he really struggles with everything. Struggles making friends, struggles with relationship with girls, struggles with pretty much everything, struggles with his family. You're not my dad.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Okay, I'm not, but thanks for that.
I'm definitely not.
Having that, so there are stories that people should pick up and read. Right from issue one, Action Comics number one.
Yeah.
And he's the longest running fictional character to be in continuous print.
There you go.
Never ever been out of print. So there's something there.
That's what made me very sad about the Fantastic Four when that was cancelled, because that was pretty much continuously in print.
There are characters that have been in print constant, like Zorro and Robin Hood, but it's not different stories.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no continuity there. No. It's little bits of things.
Exactly.
And he's been... And
it's been reboots,
You have got the 80s, where he blows a star out and carries a moon on his back.
Yeah. Standard stuff, that.
Yeah.
Average. I do that every day.
Yeah, and where people are struggling to kind of find villains for him, so they go after him in a slightly more kind of go after his mind instead of go after Clark or use
certain weaknesses.
Yes,
because earlier I know that Kryptonite was actually created for the radio show, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So it was flying as well because he leaped tall buildings in a single bound,
more powerful than locomotive.
Yes,
able to
faster than a speeding bullet.
Yeah, able to kill the box office with a single movie.
I'm sure.
But no, I want people to read Superman because without Superman, you don't have the Avengers. You don't have Batman.
Don't have the X-Men.
There were pulp heroes beforehand. You had like Shadow,
Doc Savage.
Yeah. You had the pulp heroes.
Mm-hmm. We did an episode on the Shadow. My friend Dan Keatus and I. We looked back at the Shadow and his history.
Yeah.
Entwined with Batman as well.
Very much so. So you have them, but there's no one you could call a superhero.
No.
So when he came along, he was a superhero.
Exactly.
And he was a superhero for the common man. People forget that, like you were saying before. Yeah. He was a superhero.
Yeah, he'd fight the people that were abusing the union, the work unions and things like that. Yeah.
Righting the wrongs and trying to get the
things that the police couldn't handle. Yeah. Things that the police couldn't do. And again, it wasn't ridiculous kind of alien invasions or anything like that. It was literally like issues that we still deal with on a daily basis in the real world. And that's probably why it was so successful.
Yeah, I just think that we need to understand that a little bit more.
I think there's so many elements to Superman that make him so interesting. I really love the Kents. The Kents.
Yeah,
I did another podcast with Dan. We did the first three episodes of the 90s.
You love stuff with Dan.
We do. I like him though. We used to do podcast. He inspired me to become a podcaster as well. One of the people that inspired me. And he's great. We did a podcast called Nerdify. We did all sorts of stuff. But we did the first three episodes of the 90s animated show of Superman, which is great.
Underrated. No one's watched.
Very underrated. And I want to do more episodes on that.
It's brilliant.
It's so good. But yeah, and the Kents, I said on there that the Kents are, you don't often get very good depictions of adoption or, you know, the child services and things like that. And I said that some of the best parents in the world never gave birth to their children, you know, are not blood related to their children. And they don't always get the best kind of, you know, it's not always shown very well, like people being adopted or fostered and things. It's always like Shazam was really good representation of the foster service and adoption. The movie that just came out, beautiful, great movie, a lot of fun. And I think the Kents are a good example of that. And I never like it when they're killed off. I like the Kents being alive. I was like, he's got the tragedy. Krypton's got, his whole race is gone. His parents are gone. Yeah, yeah. His planet is gone.
Yeah.
You know, the only bits of his planet he's got left are irradiated and they kill him.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, he might have he's got a hologram of his dad or his mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he can speak to them. He can communicate with them via the hologram. It's not them, but they're there. So he could effectively, you know, have that connection. So I don't think he needs to have more dead parents, you know. And I think that they try and put that on to, again, make him more relatable. Because that always seems to be the thing. It's like, make him more relatable, make him more... He's already very relatable as a character. And again, if you don't want that, like yourself, you're like, he is the pinnacle. He's the perfect man. Yeah. He's the ubermensch. He is what we should be, the best of us, the greatest of us. And I think he is that as well. But yeah, I think he is... So I said this to somebody the other day. I said, Superman is very underrated. And they were like, underrated? Everyone knows him. He's the greatest. He's the strongest. And I was like, not really. Like, yeah. People still are like, oh no, he's not Spider-Man, he's not this, he's not as cool as Wolverine, you know, and it's really sad to hear
that's the thing, isn't it? You know, Superman, if he was a girl, would be, if I was dating,
yeah,
Superman would be who I'd take home to my mum and dad,
yeah,
this and Batman would be the one that you'd do in the alleyway. You know, I think that's the kind of,
yeah,
you know, he's the bad boy on the motorbike and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
leather.
You've got Superman who would, you know, you take home to your parents.
You marry Superman.
Yeah, he would be good at your taxes and stuff and, exactly. You know, make sure you do the right thing. And I think it's not a bad thing.
Mm.
You know, we don't always need the anti-hero all the time.
No.
We've got enough of them.
Yeah, we don't need, like, we did, you know, you did mention a story where he killed several criminals for killing a world. But again, he doesn't go dark or grim.
No, no.
I know after that he exiles himself to space to, not to punish himself, but to kind of think about what he's done and to reevaluate things. But again, he's still super.
Even after they killed him and he came back with his long mullet and black suit and stuff, and you had the Hunter Prey where he went after Doomsday because he was still
that's a good storyline.
It's great, and he got Doom Tubes. It's
very 90s, but it's good.
Yeah, but
it's good 90s.
Even with that, he can't bring himself to kill Doomsday.
Yeah.
You know, he just kind of...
Even though that's a killing machine.
Yeah.
He's not really even alive,
No, we'll just get rid of it. It's just a biomechanical thing. But, you know, he goes out there, trains himself, and he's actually scared of Doomsday.
Yeah, because he killed him.
Yeah, he beat him
to
a pulp.
He died. He's not...
Everybody.
And again, that's what people don't understand, that he is a very vulnerable character.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I think there's a line in something where it's like, but you've got powers, you can... And he's like, but I go against people who are stronger than me all the time.
Yeah.
Darkseid, Doomsday, Brainiac. You know, he goes against, but he's still a hero. Just because he has all these amazing powers, he's still at a disadvantage when it comes to these threats.
He also struggles with the fact that he can't save everybody. You know, there are people who die because he's doing something else.
Yeah.
There are people who die and get injured when he's protecting people.
You've got to think about this as well. He constantly hears people in trouble.
Yes.
He constantly hears people in pain.
Superman Returns.
Yeah.
You know, when he takes, like, Lois and says, the world doesn't need Superman, but all I hear is people crying out for Superman.
Exactly.
And we all do.
Yeah. We all pray. Even whether you're religious or not, everybody prays. They go, oh God, I need this to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, I need this to happen. You know, whether you believe in a God or not, you still have, you ask for hope. You ask to be saved. You ask for something to go right. And that's what that is.
There's, I can't remember what story, I think it was in a one, it might have been in Elseworlds, where he's literally flies himself kind of into the ground trying to save everybody because that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And he can't. Mm. So he's up there listening to all these people in trouble and he's having to make a choice. But he knows,
who do I save?
That could be the wrong choice.
Yeah.
That could be this choice.
What I really liked about Superman Kryptonite, which is on the same kind of theme, he doesn't know. He's kind of got this morbid curiosity because he doesn't know what can hurt him.
Mm.
He's like, can I die? Am I immortal? Will I ever die? Will I ever find something that hurts me? He goes into every situation blindly, bravely, because he doesn't know if it'll hurt him or not. But he knows what he has to do, and he knows that it's within his power to do that. But he doesn't know if he could kill him or not. Later on, obviously, he knows, you know, kryptonite, red solar energy, you know, magic, things like that. You know, when he starts his career, he doesn't know this. He doesn't know any, you know, the next bullet could kill him. He doesn't know, like, he doesn't know how his powers work. He doesn't understand those things. And I found that really fascinating. Yeah.
And you got him holding back as well. When he's fighting people, I think it's that Justice League Unlimited.
Yes.
He's fighting Doom.
Oh, Darkseid, yeah. What a moment.
He basically says, all the time, I have to hold back.
Yeah, live in a world of cardboard, I think he says, yeah.
And he goes like, you know, but you can take it, can't you?
Yeah.
And that's like, that's what he does. You know.
If you don't like Superman, if you don't like them, never seen anything about Superman, never read anything about Superman, just Google Superman Darkseid on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you'll get that clip up, and he's probably one of the most badass Superman things you've ever seen. And he literally goes, decks him, and Darkseid goes flying through several buildings.
All the windows are smashing.
Yeah, everything's like,
and he probably goes then
just before you know it, he's right behind Darkseid, and then he smacks him into the ground.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's so cool.
Because he's powerful and he does all that. But Superman needs to be loved. We need to give Superman more. We all love, you know, people love Captain America.
Yeah.
There's not that much of a difference with them, really.
Not really. They're very, like, I would, they're in the same type of hero. Yes, yeah. Superman does have more powers, and he's an alien. But he represents this for me. Represents the exact same thing.
Yeah, they are the Boy Scouts. They want to do the right thing for the right people.
They're the linchpins for their universe.
Yeah, slightly disjointed from the planet from where they are.
Yeah,
because of what happened.
Man
to
out
them.
Of time.
Yeah,
man off planet.
Yeah, and it, basically an alien. Yeah. So they are very similar, but people seem to love Captain America, not so much Superman.
Mm.
And I never understand why.
Yeah, it's strange that there's a number of great Captain America stories. There is a great number of... Like, for me, I think I avoided Superman for a while because, again, I fell into that camp of things like, he's not relatable, he's too powerful, there's too many powers, there's all... Da, 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 da. I prefer Batman, he's, you know, more relatable.
But he was. And that's, I think, it's a fair point to make.
Yeah.
During the 90s, well, 80s, I would say, before they rebooted it, he was way too powerful.
Yeah, like you were saying, snuffing out planets, suns like they were candles.
He joined planets together with a chain and carried them.
Yeah,
and how are you supposed to create...
Threats
tension and threats and stuff with some of that powerful. So they redid him, dumbed him down a little bit.
Yeah,
and even in and now they've done it again in like the new 52 and then in the rebirth. He's more like a battery now.
Yeah,
you know, he absorbs all energy. He can he has solar flow. He can fire
out. Disperses it.
Yeah, but also he can push himself and he can get weaker. He's more like a solar battery, which makes complete sense.
That does make sense. Yeah.
And there's a scene in like the 52 where he's fighting everybody, the Justice League basically, and he flies down towards Superman, Batman. He just goes. Clark stops instantly and the guy you know who I am kind of stuff. So you know, how do you do any chatting away and stuff? And I think Batman and Superman's dynamic's really good as well.
It's a question, like, I again with the relatability of the character, what do you think about his intelligence level? Like, obviously we have Batman in comparison, he's like super intelligent, knows everything, da 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 da. You know,
he's not dumb. No, but I think his intelligence level's on a normal kind of level.
Normal.
He's not got super intelligence.
No.
Again, in the 80s, he did have super intelligence.
Yes.
And they've kind of got rid of that.
Yeah.
His intelligence is like that of probably an intelligent human being.
Yeah.
But also that's his upbringing.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Reading schools, this and the other. He's a journalist.
Well, he can read at super speed as well. So,
yeah. So, oh God, journalist. That'd be thick. I don't know. Can you be a journalist and thick?
Well, I guess if you're a bad journalist.
Yeah, he's an investigative journalist.
You can work for a tabloid.
Yeah,
paper. You could be a paparazzi type.
Yeah,
sensationalist kind of.
But he's not. He's an investigator. One who wants to find the good.
The
he
truth.
Wants to go out there and find the truth and the truth, justice, and all that. Jazz.
One of my favorite stories I read recently was Superman Up, Up and Away.
Yes,
which is basically it's after Final Crisis, Infinite Crisis, and he loses his powers in the final battle. So he's just Clark. Basically, what happens is it's been a year since that the storybook jumps a year, so it's been a year of him without his powers, and he's Clark Kent, the investigative reporter, but he's still being a superhero.
Yes.
While he's being Clark Kent.
He's still doing the investigate report.
Yeah. He's revealing the plot that Lex Luthor has in the book. He's going out of his way to... He puts himself in trouble, actively puts himself in trouble. So much so that he has to call in, like, the Green Lantern or Batman and things like that. But he's not... He didn't stop being who he was. No. He's still searching for the truth and justice.
It goes right back to the Kents.
Yeah.
That's what's put into him, to do the right things, the upbringing. So Kents are very important.
Hugely.
And that's what... You know, we'll talk about the TV shows and the movies and things. And I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
It's not always portrayed, but I think they did okay in Smallville because they were a massive part of his life.
Yeah,
in
huge. Smallville. Yeah.
People are going to like this, but the Lois and Clark series.
Yeah, I like Lois and Clark.
I think for the first two seasons, again, his parents are very... and kind of encourage him and be a bit careful with this and be this and the other. So I think they're very, very good. And obviously the Donna movie. I know his dad dies.
Yeah.
And every time it does it, it makes me... Because...
I do like that he's like, I've got all these powers, I still couldn't save him.
And that kind of lands into the Lois Lane bit at the end where he says, right, I'm not gonna let this happen again.
Yeah.
This can't happen.
No,
I wanna do something about it this time.
Yeah.
And they are very much his sensibility. You know, they're wholesome, they're from middle America, so you know, the working class, they're a farm, this and the other. Yeah. So I think it's very, and now you're saying about the up and away, but that never leaves him, no matter he's got no powers, he still wants to
He's ingrained with that moral judgment, that moral, that he knows what's right.
Yeah.
He knows what's wrong. Yeah. And it's the same for everybody, really. But, you know, and he doesn't stop doing what he does. Like, there's a bit where I think there's a new Superman turns up. During the 52. So within that time.
Yeah.
So 50, so Infinite Crisis happened. Then they started producing a weekly comic called 52. So 52 weeks. And there was a comic every week. And it was, you know, it's incredible.
The big three are missing from it.
That's right. Yeah. And the big three are missing from the world. And there's a bit where this new Superman emerges. And to uncover this new Superman, figure out who it is, Clark throws himself out the window. He doesn't have any powers.
Yeah.
He just throws himself out the window. And he's just like Lois Lane or something. He just goes, and he plays that kind of thing. And they're like, why are you throwing yourself out the window, weirdo? And he's like, and they're like, they don't even know who Clark Kent is. And they just like pick him up. But again, like he goes out of his way to risk himself to do what's right. And how can you not love that in a person, in a human being, in an alien? And an alien where, you know, I think in the Superman animated series, they were going to start the series with them, the humans not trusting Superman because he's an alien. We don't know his agenda. You know, why would someone be this good? Like, we wouldn't trust them. We're quite jaded, I think, or like cynical about someone who is just being good for the sake of being good. But the producers were like, it doesn't work because Superman's like, everyone's going to love Superman because he's like, he's an angel.
Yeah.
But I think there is that element of that. But, you know, in some certain stories, depending on the depiction. I think more modern depictions have more like, we can't trust him.
Because I think it's a society we live in and we don't trust anyone.
And that's really sad, I think, as well.
I agree with you.
And Superman is, you know, he is good for the sake of being good, but he is still, despite his powers, despite his immense strength and, you know, resources, he is still just a farm boy.
Yes, very much so, yeah.
And he's a good farm boy.
And he's an orphan, you know, whether we look, you know, he's adopted by a family. He's
orphan,
lost,
orphan immigrant.
Trying for the first, like, what, 20 years of his life trying to find out who he is.
Yeah.
Trying to find out what he's here, why his powers are.
Another great story is Birthright.
Birthright's fantastic.
So good.
Yeah,
so,
it's and really good.
I love that he goes on a walkabout.
Yeah.
He basically goes to, I think there's an issue in Africa.
Yeah.
There's sort of the Sudan or somewhere like that. Where he's, you know, he's involved. He's been an investigative journalist, but, you know, he's also like learning his powers and learning between right and wrong. It's just such a great issue and such a great series, and it's a great modern retelling of Superman. I know it's not in continuity now.
American Alien.
No, with what's his name, Max Landis.
That's very much not trusting.
Yeah, kind of that and that with yeah, and yeah. that and I believe that that's kind of I believe that that. Is the modern day version? I think you would.
Yeah,
that's how but you would
portray. When you were saying about Man of Steel movie,
yeah,
Lois Lane says, you know, the only way is you stop helping people. I don't think that's really what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So even before he's got his suit and stuff, he's still helping people. He's still saving people from water. He's still doing stuff.
I tell you what I didn't like in the Man of Steel movie was the Kent. That was my least favorite version of the Kent. I don't like Kevin Costner as an actor anyway, to be honest. I like Diane Lane.
You leave Robin Hood from Nottingham alone.
Nottingham. By God, we'll take it back.
Very good.
That's I like one. That. Yeah. My granddad used to say, Robin of Loxley, Robin of Loxley. for me, it was that line. It's the line where he goes, you know, I could have. He's like, do it or don't bother. Kind of, he's not the Kent. He's not the Jonathan Kent I know. He's kind of like, yeah, you can save him or don't. Who cares? Like, I can't remember the line exactly.
Was it something like, would you want to let him die? Well, maybe.
Yeah, that was it. Exactly the line. Yeah, he goes, well, maybe. Yeah, what was I expected to do? Reveal my secret or let him die? Well, yeah, maybe they were supposed to die. So, but I didn't like that. I was like, I'd like that you are here for a reason.
In the Donna one, that's the whole thing. You know,
yeah.
You're here, you know, when they're walking back after he's jumped over the best running scene in any movie in the world. But even that, you know, he's doing it to prove a point. Like, and you know, he is a freak.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, and he's, you know, I know that you're here for a reason. I don't know why you're here. I don't know why exactly. But you are here.
Yeah, we know.
For this. And I think he's full of heart. And the comics do that as well. Yeah. They are full of heart. And that's who Superman is.
Yeah, it's all about heart.
And it's all about... And that scene he's walking by with his dad, he's talking.
Why do you think his emblem's on his chest?
Yeah, exactly.
He's all about heart. That's it. It's
a big heart.
And he paints that heart on his chest like a bullseye. He wants to be able to know that he's all about heart and this is where it comes from. This is where his power is. It's where who's who he is. Who he is his power.
Mm.
Yeah, everything else is, like we said, even without his powers, he's still that person.
Yeah, he still wants to do the right thing.
Exactly right.
Crypto.
Okay.
Or Comet.
Comet is the cat, am I right?
No, the horse.
The horse, right. So if I remember it rightly, there was a very interesting story when Comet fell in love with Supergirl.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Crypto.
You're going to go Crypto. Yeah. What about the monkey?
Is that Titano or
something like
that?
Remember.
Is that the one that grows big and has the kryptonite beam eyes? A Crypto or the monkey? Still Crypto.
Okay.
What about you?
I quite like Comet.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's ridiculous.
Is it Streaky?
Streaky the cat.
It's Comet something else.
Comet's the horse.
Streaky's the cat.
I like the fact the horse has got a cape, to be honest. I think that's what does it for me.
Yeah. I like Ace the Bat-Hound has a mask.
Yeah, I do. Ace the Bat-Hound. Yeah, I do like the fact.
Because I mean, of course he needs to disguise himself.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, because he's a dog.
Yeah.
But so. I do like, you know what we were saying earlier that I hate 1960s Batman?
Sure.
I love 1960s Superman.
Yes.
Because it's stupidly stupid in luck. It's like, it's just ridiculous. It's, you know, you've got pretty much every bat, I mean, every super kind of animal thing you can possibly think
of. It's just kind of like, what's going to sell this week?
And they must have gone through a stage because Superman was also an ant for a while as well.
Oh, is that the red kryptonite? Is that what does that?
Yeah, yeah.
Turns him into anything. That's a different reaction every time, doesn't it? Yeah. Something like that.
It's like me with creams.
different reaction every time.
Different. Sometimes it clears up, so it makes it worse.
Oh no!
Yeah. But no, I do like stupid, silly. Yeah.
What are your favorite elements of Superman? Like, what are your favorite kind of things did you like? If you saw a story, if you're like, oh, this Superman story is about this. What are the coolest elements to his character or to his universe? His supporting cast, his villains.
I do like Krypton. I do like when they go to Krypton, and I like it when it's done in the '60s because it's very Buck Rogers.
Okay,
I like the ships look like penises.
Yes,
you know,
very phallic.
Yeah. I kind of like that. I like the bands around the head, and it's very Buck Rogersy kind of feel. I like what's the city called in the bottle?
Oh, Kandor.
Kandor. I do like that. Yeah, that's a cool fact. You know,
that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I like. I'm not a big Lex Luthor fan. I like elements of him. I like the fact that he has no powers and he goes up against a guy with lots of power. I like that.
Yeah.
I like him in his super suit and his big. His
oh, is it? Yeah, the Krypton, the Kryptonian battle armor or something.
I do like him in his suit, but I like Brainiac.
Yeah, Brainiac's good.
I'm so
surprised we haven't seen Brainiac in a live action. I guess
he's very visual.
He was in Krypton, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's in Krypton. He's pretty cool.
I've not watched all of Krypton yet, but we'll see.
Yeah,
I do want to get back into it.
I like supporting characters. I like Lois, to be honest.
Yeah, Daily Planet. I was going to talk about the Daily Planet.
I do like Jimmy Olsen, which are for they're just in the next 2 months, there's going to be a Lois Lane comic and a Jimmy Olsen comic.
Oh, amazing. Again. Great.
So Jimmy Olsen's going to be 60 Jimmy Olsen. Cool. With little freckles.
Bow tie.
Yeah, and mental.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. He's going to have powers, and he's going to have, what was it, my friend Jimmy Olsen?
Superman's pal.
Superman's pal, yeah. So it's going to be very similar to that, from what I can gather. Yeah.
No, I really do love the Daily Planet, because I think it's a cast of realistic characters, like, you've got your grumpy boss, Perry White, Great Caesar's ghost. You've got Jimmy Olsen, who's a nerd. I'm quite a fan of the Supergirl TV show.
I like Supergirl.
Go on.
You could stick a turd on TV with an S on it, and I would watch it.
with the S.
I can't help myself.
It's not an S though. It means hope.
Superman Shield.
It's Superman Shield.
You could stick Superman Shield on anything. Literally anything, and I will watch it. But I do like Supergirl.
I haven't finished it. I'm not up to date with Supergirl, but I didn't like their depiction of Jimmy. I don't mind he's black, that's fine. But the fact that he's buff and sexy and cool, I was not cool with.
No, I'll have that.
I don't see Jimmy Olsen that way.
But he did have his watch.
He did have the watch, yeah. He did have the signal watch.
That's a cool little
add-on. But I think Lois Lane is probably one of the strongest and most interesting.
And thick.
Maybe she needs glasses.
But it works.
Yeah.
Because it's not just the glasses.
No.
And Henry, what's his face, proved it.
Henry Cavill.
He walked around New York in glasses.
Yeah.
And nobody asked him who he was. Yeah. In a Superman t-shirt.
Yeah, Superman t-shirt, glasses.
Nobody. Took his glasses off, 10 minutes.
Oh, Henry Cavill, exactly.
And it's not the fact that he's glasses.
No. I know for a fact. Being an actor, I know John Byrne, when he rebooted the character, he said he used the Meisner technique, the Meisner acting technique, where he's kind of, it's method acting. Instead of standing proud and tall, he would shrug and wear clothes that are a bit too large for him, or wear the glasses that don't necessarily
fit.
Don't
be in stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, and she sees Clark.
Yeah.
She sees the guy who's a bit, like you're saying, a bit kind of different. And on the radio show, when you had, This is a job for Superman.
Yeah,
and his voice, and you almost had him doing that.
Yeah,
because that's
Superman. They even do that in the Max Fleischer cartoons. They do.
I love those things.
Yeah, they're so
brilliant. Really good.
I love when he's just punching a laser beam.
stopping lava with his cape.
Yeah. That's how it works.
That's fine. I don't know. It may have been made for me. I don't know. It's going to go into the fabric.
But it doesn't. I think she honestly sees Clark as Clark and as he wants to be represented. I'm not a massive fan of klutzy, clumsy Clark.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer, for example, Lois and Clark, the Lois and Clark TV show. He wasn't like klutzy and clumsy.
No.
He was his own character. He was a guy.
I like his hat on in the comics.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got the hat on.
Trilby kind of stuff with his glasses.
Hey, I'm a newspaper man. Newspaper man.
Exactly.
Yeah,
got but then, like, when they got
extra,
married.
Extra.
They got married in the comics, and he takes his glasses off. Yeah. He's like, oh shit, you're right.
I know in Birthright he has special lenses. I think they changed his eye colour like that.
So Christopher Reeve, I know he's not a bit clumsy, but when he in Superman 2, when he takes his glass off the teller and he just
raises up.
And that's the difference. And he does that in the comics.
Yeah.
He takes his glass off and he stands up. He's the big guy. And a lot of people have said the same thing when they walk on set with the suit on, everyone's like, and you do walk with your shoulders back.
You carry yourself in a different way. Like, I always think that you're a different, you're still, like, when you're around different people, you're around different friends, family members, you carry yourself differently, you speak differently, you act differently. But you're not you. You're just a different iteration of you. You're just like, you're a different slightly. You're not like, oh, you're different or you've changed. It's not that. You're just, you're still you. You're still
like, you've got Clark, who's the immigrant. Then you've got Kal-El, who's just confused a lot of the time. If you read stuff where it's just kind of Kal-El and the Fortress of Solitude and stuff, which I think the Fortress is great, by the way.
Yeah.
Big key.
Yes.
It's made. Why do you leave your key under here? Because it's made out of a star.
Yeah.
There we go.
You'll never pick it up.
No. So, but Kal-El's the one trying to find his place. He's the one in the middle. Superman's found his place.
He's the lost little boy.
Yeah. Clark is kind of found his place in a certain way. He's got the Midwest. He's got the, he's got
the farm boy.
He's got that. Yeah. And then you've got Kal-El, who still wants that bit of Krypton.
Yeah.
Still
after that.
He goes and talks to his computers, and he's still finding the truth. And like Supergirl, comes into the comics is like, oh
yeah,
I'm not on my own.
Yeah.
Personally, I quite like The Last Son of Krypton. Yeah. I don't like the Mon-El stuff and all the kind of
Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah, I like Legion of Superheroes ish. Yeah.
I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
I like him being the last because it gives him that, what we're talking about, that kind of relatedness.
Sometimes they depict Supergirl as from a sister planet, don't they?
Yeah.
Argo.
Yeah, Argo. Yeah. Different city.
Not Argos.
No, it's kind of like Manchester and Liverpool.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So
we didn't exactly die, but
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, without the slutty dress.
Yeah.
Either city, to be honest.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, so, but I do like Supergirl.
Yeah.
Because I think she has slightly different powers.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically stronger than him.
Doesn't she absorb, because she's younger, she absorbs the solar radiation quicker.
And when she's been, she absorbs stuff. Mm. And I think he should be stronger because he's been here longer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been absorbing the power longer.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, she technically could be stronger than him.
It's potential.
So, yeah. But she's even more confused because she's left to look after him. And she'd left. And
as an adult. She left as an adult.
And she's seen Krypton destroyed.
That's what I always think about Superman, is that if he'd lived there and known it and been more familiar with it, then there would be more. Maybe that's why some people don't necessarily, they're like, oh, well, he was a baby. He didn't remember anything. He remembers just being on Earth. But again, he has these kind of the crystals.
He's got the
Fortress, Fortress of Solitude has all these kind of leftovers.
Even when it's a cave,
you
walk in and the first thing you see is a massive statue of his mum and dad.
Yeah, holding the planet, I think.
Yeah, you've
like
got
that.
All this technology around. You've got the
solar crystals,
the droids to kind of help him and stuff, and
because he doesn't know any of this.
And the Force of Solitude is where he goes to learn about Krypton.
One of the best moments in Superman Birthright is that he learns that he's an alien from Lex Luthor.
Yeah,
and he's like, "What? I'm an alien." And Lex Luthor's mind blown that he didn't know.
Yeah.
And he's laughing so hard, he's like, I've got to take a picture of this. And takes a picture of Superman's gutted face. And it's like, oh, I'm just keeping that. And then he has it blown up and hung on his wall, just his face. And I think that's just pure evil Lex Luthor. And I love that. Yeah. And it's quite a modern version of that. But I agree. I like a Clark that's not super intelligent.
It's been hinted at.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of the times that he's not. He's like, probably a teacher.
Yeah, probably teacher level. Yeah. Like highly intelligent,
but not like
a Batman.
No,
Tony Stark.
His dad's a scientist.
Yeah,
you know he's got. You know, but he's not, because when in the comics when he goes to the Fortress of Solitude and he's got all that stuff. Right, he's got the robots to help him work everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And talk to him about stuff and things. He doesn't know what's going on with a lot of things. So I do like the fact that he's, apart from the strength, he's the common man. You know, he works for a living.
Yeah,
he's got a girlfriend. He's got a kid.
Mm.
You know, he's got these things in his life. Batman hasn't got any.
Yeah, didn't have any.
No, Green Lantern doesn't have any.
Yeah. Another great issue is John Byrne's run, Man of Steel. And it's an issue where Lex Luthor and his kind of scientists have this computer mind mapping technology. And they're like, right, I want you to figure out who Superman is. And they put in all this data and they put in all the possibilities, da 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 da, do all that. And the computer says, Superman is Clark Kent. And Lex can't believe it. He can't get his mind around that if someone had that type of power, those type of abilities, you can't get around. Why the hell would you be normal? Why the hell would you spend time bonding with people and having a normal, boring job and being as mild-mannered as Clark Kent is? He just can't. He's like, nah, the computer's wrong. Scrap the computer. Get rid. It's clearly broken.
But you know, it's like we said at the very beginning, the fact that he's come here and helping us. Red Sun, prime example.
Red Sun, perfect.
You know, if he landed slightly more that way, we could have had issues, you know. And I say we. This is just, when I said about comics, I once had a quite heated discussion with my brother, as you do, because he's your brother.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know shit about comics.
Fair enough.
And he says, why are you talking to him? Why are you talking like they exist? He says, because they do. Because there was no way that I can read comics for like 20 years of my life and not be invested in them.
Yeah.
So when I'm saying he could have killed us, I believe, I'm not mental, but I think you have to.
The character does exist in a social consciousness. Yeah. We're aware of the character. If I said Superman punched an old lady, you'd be like, Superman never do that.
Exactly.
And anyone that's writing Superman does that, they'll go, they'll write something and go, oh wait, no, Superman wouldn't do that. Because they know Superman, they know who he is, they know who Clark is.
And that they did that survey about 5 years ago about symbols, and the Superman shield beat the crucifixion in the most in the most iconic
icon
and recognizable symbol in the world. The Superman symbol.
Mm.
So it means something. Why are you reading? I'm talking to, I'm shouting at them out. Yeah. Why are people reading Superman? And well, and read Doomsday, read World at War.
Yeah.
You know, read some of the early stuff. Read the First Encounter with Brainiac, because it's really good.
Yeah. Good stuff.
You know,
and it's a lot good stuff.
First, you know, you've got Catwoman's modern suit was in a Lois Lane comic. Brainiac was in Superboy before. But so there's lots of first in these books where people don't realize.
It's a legacy. Again, like, like I read recently, I reread for the podcast, reread Captain America Fallen Son. So it's basically when Captain America died. Yeah. And it's basically five issues, five stages of grief, all the characters go through.
I really like that.
And it's a really good book. Yeah, so good. Great art. All the artwork's great. And it's gorgeous. And it shows his legacy and the importance of him to everyone and within the whole Marvel universe. Yeah. And I think I compared it to World Without Superman.
Funeral for a Friend.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a very... I've said that, you know, the death of Captain America, the death of Superman, very comparable. But Fallen Son is Funeral for a Friend.
Yeah.
It's the
And how lucky would DC on the day they killed Superman? Because nothing else happened in the world. It made front page
headline.
Pretty much every and
same with Captain America as well. It was all on the news.
Nothing else happened in this. Yeah. It was like it was the news story that they're going to kill Superman.
And people were gutted. People that had probably never picked up a comic were like, oh my god, I can't believe they're doing
this.
They
did it on a whim, didn't they? You've seen they all sat around the table and every year saying we'll kill him.
Let's just kill him off.
Yeah, we'll kill him.
We'll do it this year.
Yeah, we'll kill him off.
It's a joke
because it was we had Bruce Wayne was no longer going to be Batman.
Yeah,
and we had Superman.
Even Green Lantern turned evil long after that.
And you had Green Lantern destroying Cold City.
Yeah.
And killing millions. Mm. No, he didn't kill.
No, he didn't kill. He killed the entire Green Lantern Corps, which is about 3,600 people.
Yeah, he couldn't save Cold City, could he? No. So he tried making it with the ring.
So it was Mongol. Yeah.
Yeah, Mongol. Good name for
it. Mongol.
And Cyborg Superman.
Well, let's talk about the villains. Let's talk about the Superman villains. I think the Superman Rogues Gallery is actually quite underrated as Rogues Gallery. I know we like Batman is probably has the best. Spider-Man maybe second. Flash maybe third. Rogues Gallery.
I think Flash. Yeah. The Flash got some good ones.
I like. They're a bit weird and wacky, but I quite like them.
I've got stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I like. Who do I like? Reverse Flash is great. I like Reverse Flash.
Which version?
Eobard Thorne.
I agree. Eobard Thorne.
The other stuff. The other one. But yeah, I think it's a really underrated Rogues Gallery. I think it's got some great, unique villains. They're all really great. My introduction to the DC Universe proper was through Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, all the kind of Tim Universe, Bruce Tim, DC Animated Universe, all that sort of stuff.
The Justice League stuff.
Justice League's incredible.
I just wish that people who made the movie had watched the cartoons.
Yeah, yeah. If only. And the animated movies that come after that as well, also very high quality, most of them. But yeah, so let's talk Lex. We have to talk Lex. Let's go for Lex.
I said before, I like the fact that he's just a man and he's obsessed. He's obsessed with a god. He's obsessed with this guy who
comes along better, is stronger, faster, better.
Better looking. I think I can't remember which book he ever says, he's handsome, he's this. So even the fact he looks a handsome guy pisses him off.
Because I think Lex is, he considers himself the absolute pinnacle of humanity.
Proper alpha.
Like, he's an alpha male. He works out, he exercises, he's like, you don't even have to exercise. Yeah. You literally just sit there, do a bit of sunbathing, and you are super strong, stronger than I will ever be, and better, and smarter, and clever, and faster, and all these things. I have to work at it day in, day out, and be to maintain my intelligence, maintain my body, and you just easy, just swan in here.
Yeah.
I spent years building this empire, building this city. You know, I own everyone in the city. I've made this city what it is. I have a giant L in the middle of Metropolis to show I've got my name on this city. And I love his kind of his obsession and his jealousy and the pettiness and the
it does come down to being petty at times.
Yeah,
it's almost like he's like that little dog biting your ankles. He's thinking, I can't really do anything, so I'm just gonna do what I can, sort of stuff to can. And if I can't do it to him, I'm gonna do it to the people he cares about.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna go after other people,
find his weakness, and
I'm gonna buy the Daily Planet.
Exactly
that way.
Yeah, sell it.
See, I quite like President Luthor.
That's a good story.
I like the Public Enemy stuff.
That's a good animated movie as well.
Who did the artwork?
McGinnis. Ed McGuinness.
Like
Jeff Loeb, Ed McGuinness.
Yeah, I like the whole story though, because the fact that they turn other heroes against them.
Yeah, exactly.
They have he has
like, him in their pocket.
Yeah, he has Atom,
Captain Atom, and Shazam.
Shazam's in his corner and stuff.
Hawkman.
Yeah, Hawkman's there. Yeah.
Power Girl and a few others. I think.
Yeah, which are in kind of his corner and stuff.
Yeah,
and they were against, and Superman's all the time thinking, do you not realize that he is what he is?
Yeah,
and I think Superman's
like, he's the president. I can't. You know, there's certain
again,
things you
what
can't
would Superman do. I can't go and punch him in. I know he's doing all these things, but I can't. And there's another Bruce Tim one. I can't remember. He's a box hidden underground or something, and it's lead lined.
Yes, that's Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah, and he fights
Shazam.
Throws Lex out of the way because he wants to get to Shazam. You know, back off, kind of Superman. And they have this little fight. And why is he low? Because he's protecting you.
Yeah,
and he gets there, and it's
kryptonite radiation or something. I think it says. You can't touch it; it'll kill you.
I also like Lex as the manipulator.
Yeah.
Like
master manipulator.
John
Byrne.
Yeah. He is proper kind of.
He's very Trump, isn't he, in that? It's depicted very much.
Yeah,
he's the boss, business mogul, red hair, balding.
Yeah. Gets Supergirl in his pocket kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Manipulates that. And I kinda like that. Yeah. I do like the suit. Mm. I must admit, I do like, because that kind of means he can go toe-to-toe with Superman occasionally. You've got the different...
Yeah, the power suit he wears. Yeah. I think he's one of the best written characters. Like, I think he's been developed over the years, and he's so interesting and fascinating that his psychology is the most... For me, his psychology and his pettiness and his jealousy and his, you know, his xenophobia, if you will.
What is he? He's an alien. He doesn't like him. He actually says because he's an alien.
Yeah.
You're not from around here. Yeah. You know, you don't come to my planet.
Yeah.
It's like,
this is my thing. Yeah. And he's like, without you, I would be curing cancer and all these things.
Yeah.
And
so I'm going to put all my money in trying to stop you instead of trying to do all these other things.
Yeah, exactly. You're helping me advance. And I know.
Well, I like him a bit more now.
I think he's a really fascinating character. And I think psychologically he's more interesting than the Joker.
Yeah, Joker's...
Because Joker's just chaos.
Anarchy and maniac, isn't he?
Yeah, he's different every time. He's different every time.
Lex wants to be... That's why he wants to be president.
Yeah.
That's why he wants to be the... He wants people to trust him. I didn't like him so much in the new stuff when he becomes Superman.
I haven't read that.
Oh, hi.
But yeah.
He's in the Justice League.
I do like... There's a really good issue. Superboy, Boy of Steel features Lex, who is obviously Superboy's part. Lex Luthor's DNA, part of Superman's DNA. That's his main issue. Is he going to be evil? Am I going to grow up to be evil? I'm going to grow up to be a good Superman-like. There's an issue there where you meet Lex Luthor's sister, who has horribly degenerative disease. I don't know what it is. I don't think if they name it outright. But he comes back and he cures his sister. And they're like, oh, you finally cured her. You made her all better. And you're like, great. And she's like, oh yeah, thank you. Da-da-da-da-da. And then... takes it away in an instant. He's like, and they go like, why did you do that? Why? She's like, she's worse than ever now. And he's like, because I can.
Yeah.
And I was like, because he has the power to do that. He has the power to make your life or ruin your life at his whim.
Yeah.
And he's a fascinating character to read. And all of his depictions are really interesting.
I like the President comic. And it's just basically him.
I think I've got it here somewhere.
Yeah.
President
and
Lex.
He looks Trump.
I love the when it happens, like, it's just loads of like kind of like mini stories.
And it's really weird that during the kind of, but he is like a Trump character.
Yeah, definitely.
And then he becomes president, real world now.
Yeah.
We're basically got Lex in charge of America.
Well, I made several jokes when it happened that it's basically, you know, Public Enemies again. Scary. I mean, I know Lex was originally more depicted as kind of mad scientist, and there's still that element to him.
Yeah, he's more kind of like Steve Jobs.
Kind of
slash
evil Bill Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates slash Trump.
Donald Trump, yeah.
He's kind of
because when he
originally came in, he was like had like ray guns and
and all those kind of things like death rays.
Yeah, and was he just called Luther?
I think he was just called Luther, and I don't think he was even Luthor. I think it was Luther.
Yeah, I think he was just Luther, and he had his bald head and his big gun.
Yeah, I think he might have just had red hair actually initially.
I do like Doomsday.
Doomsday. I mean.
What I like about Doomsday is he's just a killing machine.
Yeah, simple.
He's not.
For me, it was just like, when I read the story, I was like, that could easily just be Hulk.
Yeah, but he's got an aim.
Yeah.
He's been pointed and off you pop.
Yeah, there you go. Which the Hulk has been in the past as well. But yeah, I like his origin that he's from Krypton.
Yeah.
And that he was, you know, he's cloned and made and he develops, but he keeps dying and they take the remains of the dead clone it again until he becomes stronger and stronger and stronger.
I think visually he's cool as well.
Yeah, I like all the jagged kind of... I do like all the Dan Jurgen stuff.
Yeah, kind of break. Brilliant.
Yeah, he's a very talented creator.
The way he just runs straight through the Justice League.
Yeah.
He's not the strongest Justice League at the time, but he just goes straight through them all.
Yeah, it's a pretty... It's probably one of the worst
Blue
iterations.
Beetle,
Blue Beetle, Guy Gardner.
Guy Gardner.
and Bloodwind.
Bloodwind
and Fire and Ice, maybe? I think Fire and Ice might have been there as well. But yeah, it's not the go-to kind of... I know they did the film recently. They redid the Death of Superman. They were like, well, we're not having any of those characters.
We're going to
use the main
Justice
League. It'd
be too hard to explain.
Yeah. We'll just have the seven main ones, and it works better.
What's Bloodwind's power?
Well, I think he turned out to be Martian Manhunter in the end.
I don't think he really had anything.
But then I think a real Bloodwind turned up or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting, though. Let's talk about... I think we covered Lex pretty well. Like, his manipulative jealousy, you know.
I think Lois Lane could be a villain.
Yeah?
I think it's his Achilles heel.
Okay.
I think she causes more problems.
Like, throwing herself out windows and things.
Kind of like...
Getting herself in trouble.
She's obsessed with Superman. Not so much now, but if you look at the earlier books...
Oh, God,
she's as obsessed as Lex with that.
You mean like the early 50s, 60s ones where she was just trying to get him to marry her?
Yeah, well, it's like when she goes into that Kryptonian chamber that turns her black.
Yeah, can we give that a bit more context before...
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Not everyone knows about this.
She wants to spend the day as a black lady.
This is a very, very un-PC story.
Yeah, so basically she wants to do a report, a press thing.
Yes.
On what it's like to be a black lady.
Modern day black woman. Yeah.
So Superman just happens to have in his Fortress of Solitude a chamber that can change you...
Your race?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she does all this thing. She goes out, finds what it's like. But the only thing she's bothered about is, will Superman love me as a black woman?
Right.
So that's basically the entire story.
Yeah.
So it doesn't come back to the fact, hang on a minute, I'm being abused, I'm being this and this. Yeah. And it comes back to, I'm black, but will Superman still love me?
Quite controversial. I think, if I remember rightly, I've not read it myself, but if I remember rightly, Superman gives quite a large pause before replying.
Yes.
To that question. I think he says yes, I believe. I think he says, I would love you regardless of anything, like whatever, sickness and health and all that.
I think what was more controversial, I think he compares it almost to an illness. You know? But that's what I mean about Lois. She's that obsessed with him.
She'll do anything. Yeah.
And then he's, especially in the 60s.
Yeah,
stuff,
I think modern day, that's not the obsession we...
She was... Yeah. He would be in fights and Lois would go, help me, Superman. Yeah. He would just drop everything once over. Oh, okay. Thousand people are gonna die,
by the way,
but I'm just going to say there's one person.
Okay, let's I don't think you're right.
No?
I don't think Lois is a villain.
I mean, she could
effectively cause things.
Is Brainiac a villain?
So he collects planets.
He does.
Shrinks them. Shrinks cities. Keeps the cities. Keeps the information, because that's more valuable because the planet's been destroyed.
I think another one. I think he looks cool.
Yeah, he's a good.
Even early.
Yeah.
Even all the dots
on his hair. The green.
He looks great.
Yeah,
and they fucking assimilate to different technologies and stuff. And
yeah, I like one of my favorite facts about Brainiac is that there was a rights issue with the name because it belonged to a board game, a computerized board game, and they couldn't use the name Brainiac. So what they did, they kind of married the two ideas together and made him a living computer like the game.
Right.
So he was like a machine, but they had the covering of a green-skinned alien. And that's how they kind of got around it, so they could sort of promote the game, still use the name. So.
Okay.
But I like the fact that Brainiac, actually, the term Brainiac comes from the character as well.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't exist before the character came, his seventh level.
You're a Brainiac.
His seventh level intellect,
I do like Brainiac.
I think he's really interesting. He's a good match. Do you like Brainiac when he is... Is from Krypton or Kolu?
I'm not sure.
I think I
like him when he's more... This is the thing about being a villain.
Yeah.
He's a collector of knowledge.
Yes.
A bit like Cyberman in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
In his head, he's just collecting...
He's doing what he's programmed to do.
Yeah, to do the thing what he's to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really going out there... to cause trouble.
No.
I might be underselling this, you know what I mean? He's doing what he's been made to do.
Yeah.
And you know, he does keep people, you know, they're not dead.
Yeah, he's not destroyed.
He doesn't, you know.
Did kill most of them.
Yeah, there may be some collateral damage.
Yeah.
But he's a collector of knowledge, a collector of, like, he has specimens of all the animals. He's kind of a
zoo, isn't he?
Yeah, I think we've heard of it in one thing as a
menagerie
zoo.
Or something. Yeah,
I've always liked him. I like him when he looks more like an alien. I like him modern day when he looks more like a kind of machine.
Yeah, like a matrix squid or something.
Kind of like you look at the Gary Frank kind of drawings with all the stuff coming, a bit like Conjure all that kind of stuff coming off him. And I think he's a good match for Superman.
Yeah.
Because he's clever than the Superman. Yeah.
It's more intelligent. Yeah. And he's stronger as well.
Yeah, so he's got all these things.
He's got more resources. I love his ship. I love the skull ship. The
ship's amazing.
The skull ship is like one of
them. Did you ever see the Death of Superman documentary?
Yes.
And they made it. That was awesome.
I was like, why didn't this movie come out?
Everything is
so good.
At least once a week I look at Nicolas Cage as Superman and think, oh, what could have been?
Yeah. I did like his idea behind the Clark and the difference between Superman and Superman.
You should have put down the kryptonite. You know? I just think the bit when he's doing this with the suit and
and it's all lit up and stuff. Yeah.
And I do like what we could have had. What's his face? His name I can't pronounce. Say his name backwards. It
Tim Burton?
No, villains.
Mr. Mixyez Pytlick.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's a kind of a prankster from the fifth dimension, and he comes along to Superman. He's like, "I've got a challenge for you," and then he gives him like a challenge that finds impossible, and then he's got to for him to go back to send him back to his fifth dimension. He's got to somehow get Mixyez Pytlick to say his name backwards.
Yes, which is
Clipteasism. Clipteasism.
Close enough.
We'll go for that. We'll go for that.
Bizarro.
I love Bizarro. I love Bizarro.
I think Bizarro, to me, he's a sad...
He's Frankenstein.
Yeah,
he's a Frankenstein
monster. He wants to be Superman.
Yeah.
But he wants to do the right things, but he just can't quite.
But he's got to do them in the wrong way.
Yeah.
He's got to do them in the backwards way.
And I don't like the more zombie kind of looking modern day.
Okay.
I like the blocks.
The blocks, yeah.
Yeah, I
think
I'm
the opposite.
Yeah.
I think I prefer the zombie.
No, I like the blocks. You know. I like the era. I like I've got the first appearance of him in Superboy and stuff. And
nice.
The planet is. And you got, then you got
Cube.
Yeah, Bat-Zaro.
No, I like it because he's quite a tragic figure. Yeah. He's quite I'm always up for like tragic characters and characters that have these tragic beginnings and are still tragic, and they're like the monsters and the outcasts of comic books. I love all those kind of characters. The characters you identify. Like, I like Man-Thing from Marvel Comics. You know,
okay.
He responds. He doesn't have a mind. He doesn't have a vocal cords. He responds purely to emotional stimuli. But he's this shambling, monster that. And if you're afraid of him, he will release acid out of his hands and burn you. He does not respond to evil, hatred, or fear very well.
Are you describing to my wife here?
Their acidic touch.
Yeah, I just wanted to know. I like Brainiac.
Bizarro, yeah. Bizarro.
I think he looks cool.
Yeah.
I like his interaction
reverse Superman. I think dark mirrors of existing superheroes are always good to have play around. I think they're a good start for a villain, and then you add, pieces
and
to
even
them.
Superman feels sorry for him.
Yeah.
Superman never wants to really hurt him and stuff, and they have this like
it's more like misunderstandings, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like when they do like a Marvel team up, they're like, "Oh, there's a misunderstanding, but now we have to team up." And
you kind of want him to take him in and make him a brew or something, have a bit of chicken soup.
I think it's really there's a really good episode. I can't remember what it's called. There's something like, I think it's something like, no, it's not Brave New World, but there's an episode of the animated series where Krypton he finds like the orb from the Fortress of Solitude, and then he basically has to make Krypton. He creates Krypton at Metropolis, and he's like, "Right, I've got to destroy it because that's how it worked. I destroy it, and then I'm Superman." He just doesn't understand that he's going to end up that. Kind of mentality he had, that backwards mentality he has, is it's so unique. I don't think I can think of any other character
that has
something like that psychology.
We can't talk villains without talking about Kryptonian villains.
Zod. There's been a lot of iterations of Zod, and
I like modern Zod, because Zod back in the day was still a bit camp. I kind of like him, a bit like in Man of Steel. He does the right thing because the right thing for Krypton.
Yeah.
Whether it's wiping out a million
to save
whatever, but it's to save
Krypton.
Yeah. And he sees what he's doing as idealistic. Which, again, I think a lot of Supermans are kind of that way. Like, you've got Lex who thinks he's doing the right thing.
Exactly, yeah.
So I do...
Well, they're the hero in their own story.
And I do like Zod. And he's a bit of a bastard, really.
Oh, yeah. He's horrible.
He would kill...
Yeah. He's kind of like a military fanatic, isn't he? A military fanatic or something. Like, I can imagine him being a Gaddafi-like figure or something like that.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. He would turn gas in his own people just to prove a point.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't think he needs his compatriots to be with him all the time.
Yeah, they do seem to, but I think that's purely down to the movies, I think.
Yeah.
They did Superman 2 and then now it's always a three.
I like that when Donna wrote Superman, I can't remember the story.
It's the Last Son.
Last Son, that was...
Yeah, so basically a child Kryptonian comes they find a child Kryptonian in the Phantom Zone or something.
Yeah.
And they Clark adopts him and tries to teach him how to be a Kryptonian on Earth. And then they realise that it's actually Zod's son and they come for the child. That is a good story.
Which is like, you know, look at what's the new film,
Brightburn, I think, yeah.
Yeah, where it's, you know...
James Gunn's produced it or written it or something. Basically. Yeah. Evil Superman,
which is... I think Zod's used too much.
Yeah, he's overly used.
Yeah.
He's the Joker of the Superman rogues gallery.
Whenever they run out of anything to do, hang on, let's bring some of the same sort of power as him to cover them.
And again, there's something to be said about those dark twins or those dark clones of characters. Yeah, Reverse Flash is a good example and things like that. Yeah, I think you're right. I think he's the Joker of Superman's rogues gallery. Yeah. Like, that's their go-to. Like, Zod was popular. Remember Superman 2?
Yeah.
Zod.
Yeah. He's British.
Yeah. Oh, he's evil. He's British. He must be evil.
He's British and he talks like he's a proper Cockney or whatever.
I love a good, like, hench villain. You know, like one that's not like... They're not super smart. They're like an average Joe. Something horrible's happened to them and they're now a super villain. Like Metallo.
I like Metallo.
Or Parasite.
Parasite's cool.
Yeah.
He looks good. I like Alex Ross drawing of him.
Yeah, yeah, he's got all the veins and they're kind of there's no eyes and there's no mouth. It's kind of like he looks like a leech or
almost
something.
Almost clear in place. You can see clear in places.
It's like luminescent.
Yeah, you see that. And I like kind of
that is probably my favourite depiction of him. I think he's basically Rogue, isn't he? He's like, he's got the same powers as Rogue. Yeah, he absorbs the powers.
Sucks.
Yeah, he sucks. Sucks so hard. Sucks so bad. But I like Metallo as well. I like
Super
Metallo.
Sucker.
There's a lot of different versions of Metallo. I think I can't quite like the Terminator-esque look for Metallo. Yeah. Did you read Justice by Alex Ross?
Yeah. Did I read Justice by Alex Ross?
Did you read Justice? Of course you did.
Do you not know who I am?
There's a Metallo in there that's like the old version. It's just a guy with a tash and then like an opening in his chest.
Yeah, but I can't remember. When they first introduced him, you know, he comes in, there's a big fire. They're fighting away.
Oh, he's got that green suit as well, doesn't he?
But he walks out of the fight just like the T and he's like, skin's dropping off his face and he's like, oops.
Yeah.
So, and the fact, I like the way he can, you know, the modern, he can change his arms a little bit. And,
he's going to modify him, turn it into an anvil or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that. And I think it's a nice way of bringing Kryptonite in without having it be like a trump card. Like, Kryptonite. Like, you know, and it charges his mechanics.
There is one villain that we've not discussed.
Okay.
And I think he's the villain, Darkseid. I think he is...
Is he an adopted villain from the New Gods?
Well, he is, isn't he? He's a little bit obsessed with the Kryptonian, as he calls him. He sees Superman in his way of doing what he wants to do with Earth.
Well, if we go back to the beginning of the podcast, if Superman is hope, you know, Darkseid is you know, loss.
Yes.
You know, he's just the absolute absence
of hope. I like New Gods Darkseid. I think Kirby did him more as kind of like a megalomaniac kind of, I was saying like a Hitler kind of, Saddam Hussein kind of. He was a warmonger.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. Now, as he's kind of evolved, that's got a lot. I think slightly gone back to that recently.
Yeah.
But he kind of went through this. He became Thanos, which is really weird.
Yeah,
he kind of went in a circle.
Full, yeah.
Because like Thanos is just a cheap copy of, well, cheap. Do I use the word cheap?
Maybe
he's
not.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's just better. They are, aren't they? You know, you look up.
You know the history. Yeah.
But I like New Gods Darkseid.
Yeah.
And then when Darkseid with Apocalypse wants to take away Granny Goodness and wants to take away, you know, wants Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Since it's Parademon, Steppenwolf down and stuff. But he sees the Kryptonian as the only thing that can stand in his way, really stop it. And I think the fact that when them two fight, it is basically like War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
And they go back to the cartoon, you know, I'm going to hold back now.
Good versus evil in its, you know, purest form. Because Darkseid is as evil as something can get in the DC universe.
He would literally smash baby with bricks. I think he's done something similar.
Probably has. Yeah. I read a really good story about the Green Lantern of Apocalypse.
Yes.
Which is a really cool, I think it's Raxigar Quarrigat or something like that. Basically, the Green Lanterns go like, why are we not like policing Apocalypse? And they're like, he goes down and he's like, right, basically just grabs the Green Lantern's ring, breaks his hand and like, right, I'll have this, and just keeps it. And then they bring all the Guardians, all the Green Lanterns, and they're like, right, we need to just get on this guy because he's just so evil, slaves, the whole thing, just evil, pure evil. He gets there and basically all his soldiers are wearing yellow, so they can't do anything.
Yeah.
So they get absolutely obliterated. Kills almost an entire Green Lantern Corps just on a whim, just purely on a whim.
He does stuff on whim. Like, yeah. He has his battle arena, doesn't he? You know, what should we do today? Let's have a fight.
Yeah.
Send my warriors instead, yeah. You know, Big Barda and
Female
stuff.
Furies, yeah. And
yeah.
Fatal Furies.
I do, you know, and he has kind of gone back. And, he's also knowledge stuff, isn't he?
Do you think they have two? Do you think Superman and him have... Because I remember Tim saying at the Kirby thing that he doesn't like when... He just punches Superman or just has a physical.
Yeah, fight. He's not a physical. Send people to soften Superman up a little bit.
He's a sadist.
Yeah, yeah. He would watch people beat him first and think, hang on, he's now giving 5 more minutes. Exactly. Oh, yeah, 5 more minutes.
Because he's all about, like we said, he's all about crushing hope.
Yeah.
He's all about crushing that. And he'll even give a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Just to crush it and grind, you know, like, it, grind your face into the dirt so
I'll
much
tell you
more,
what,
so
you,
much harder. You
lot only kill half your planet if you just sit there and watch for 5 minutes.
There you go.
And then, you know, it's up to you. We can either kill everybody or kill half.
He's just deliciously evil for the sake of being evil. But, like, he's still very much a character, but he is evil incarnate.
Yeah, and he's just, you know, his little Omega beams, you know.
They can do anything he wants, basically,
You can't outrun. Yeah. Batman outrun them.
He did in Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah,
he
just flipped over and stuff.
And Lex was helping out as well.
Yeah, he was, what's the robot?
Which
combines all the powers.
Voltron?
No.
Mighty Morphin Barons? Oh, Megazord?
I really can't remember his name.
Amazo.
Amazo, yeah.
It's like, yeah, all the geekery. I was like, combine all the powers.
There's lots. Yeah, there's Power Rangers.
Yeah, there's all of them. Yeah. No, but in the DC universe, Amazo.
Just Power Rangers.
Yeah,
he blows a whistle through his mask. How does that work?
Talk to the Japanese studio.
It's been bugging me since someone asked me the other day about it. How does he do that?
I never really thought about that.
No, there you go. Darkseid is probably my favourite.
Well, he's pure Kirby as well. Yeah. Like everybody loves Darkseid. Like you can't, you know, certain characters that everybody wants to write. A great story I really liked was another Jim Starlin one was Cosmic Odyssey.
Yes,
you read that one?
Yeah.
Mike Mignola. Mike Mignola.
I have the hardback book in the
shop.
Den, yes.
Yeah, buy it.
Oldham. Hey.
Deluxe edition?
It is.
Oh,
big hardback with all the stuff on it.
Even I don't have the deluxe edition.
Yeah.
And
I think it's
well
only
worth
£20.
It. Oh, only £20?
Only. I think it retails at $39.99.
Get in there.
I could be completely wrong and making all this crap up. I've definitely got the book.
There's a lot of other good Darkseid stories at your shop. And Superman. Yeah,
yeah,
Forever People.
We read Forever People, you know. And
they reprinted a load of Kirby for his birthday as well. Reprint 100 years of Kirby or something.
Yeah. He is. He rules his own planet with proper iron fist.
Yeah.
He doesn't think twice about smacking his own. You know,
he kills his own guys all the time.
He kills Steppenwolf.
Yeah. He's killed Desaad before.
Yeah.
And then he just brings him back. He's just like, oh, you're back now. Just do some
work. Yeah, we're just going to do this and then we're going to do this and the other.
Yeah.
He doesn't trust anyone.
No. Nah.
He uses everybody.
Yeah.
And I think, like you said, he's the complete opposite to Superman. Yeah. Superman is what we want to be.
Mm.
Darkseid is what we could be.
Yeah. It's a real shame. Like, If I was DC in the movies, I would have, because we didn't get Thanos for years. They built Thanos, and they could have just gone, right, let's have the original in, bam.
Why?
I think they missed it. I think they missed
and,
a trick.
I do. And it was very pleasing. And I never thought I'd ever hear someone say, you know, for Apocalypse, for Darkseid.
Exactly.
And you could hear. Oh.
I never thought I'd see the Shield helicarrier. I never thought I'd see Avengers Endgame. But I did, and incredible.
And that's quickly.
We've got time.
Even though we're talking about Superman, we are, what we said before, Superman was, but we are in a golden age of
comic book movies.
Comic book movies. Mm-hmm. Good or bad, and there are some bad ones.
Oh yeah. Well, I think if you pipe out so much content,
yeah,
there's going to be not so great. The same with comics. You pipe out so many comics.
Aren't we happy they're just making them?
I'm happy. Like we said, I think we said on the previous podcast, you know, we had to treasure the ones we got.
What did we have? We had Hulk. We had Bill Bixby.
Yeah.
I love that program.
I quite like. I have a soft spot for the 1990s Captain America.
Is that the one with the rubber ears?
Yeah, rubber ears. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Mr. President.
It's better than the second one where his shield is basically like a balloon, plastic, and it does.
Oh, was that the one with the bike? Yeah, the motorbike. He's got the helmet. I never saw it. I know Christopher Lee was in one.
Oh, please watch it. Oh, find it. It's amazing.
Maybe I should review it. Oh. Maybe I'll do it for the podcast.
There's two of them. They're amazing.
I think one of them's called Death Too Soon.
Have you ever watched the old Doctor Strange pilot?
No, the 70s one.
Oh.
I'm in for a treat.
It's so good.
I saw the Fantastic Four, and that gave me a headache.
Yeah, you know what? I liked Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
In the Fantastic, I thought he was really good.
Yeah, yeah. He was
and
cool.
I thought Doom was really good in it.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah. Not much else.
I quite liked the fact when they came out of the ship, they're just in tinfoil.
Yeah. my favorite bit is when Doctor Doom is shooting a laser that is bending around the Earth, and the Human Torch turns into a cartoon.
Yes.
And blocks the laser with his body.
Yes.
Science?
but could be worse. It could be the modern Fantastic
Four. Oh, no, I don't even want to talk about it.
Doctor Strange, why is he a blogger?
Dr. Doom is like, yeah, he's like it's like an internet troll, isn't he?
What's that about?
Don't even get me started on that one.
And the thing doesn't wear pants.
Yep, he's got a rocky protrusion.
How does he go to the toilet?
Don't ask me. I don't even want to ask those questions.
How long have we got?
We have not much more time left. We have a few minutes. We've got a few minutes.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Right.
Who does the plumbing when the building gets bigger?
Good point. Is it self-contained, maybe?
I went to watch Dumbo the other day.
Okay. Any good?
I mean, it's not very good. with my wife and child.
Okay.
They loved it. And what I took away from it is the fact there's no way that those ears will sustain an elephant flying. To which my wife turned around to me and just said, Avengers. I went, that's not how you...
Wait a minute. I would. My argument would be bumblebees.
Yeah, but my other argument was that with those ears, he wouldn't last 2 minutes. Poachers would have him.
That's right. That is right.
So that'd be a completely different film. he also flies through waterfalls. Bumblebees can't do that.
No, they definitely can't.
So I was.
They can't do much at the moment. They're on the way out.
I know, but she was saying that I will argue the toss over is
what's more realistic. What makes more sense?
Paddington 2.
Okay.
All right. I got up and walked out of Paddington 2 and left a minute.
Wow.
Because I couldn't have the singing and dancing prison. There's a song and dance kind of number.
Okay.
And I couldn't get my head around the fact why the prisoners were wearing illuminous clothing. So I said, I've really had enough of this. I'm done. I'm going to have to go. And just like saying, but you will accept that Superman can fly, Batman's got... And I went, yeah. What do you mean accept? Yeah. It's true.
What do you mean? It already happens.
Yeah.
It's been happening for years.
Peter Rabbit's another one.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that's not great.
The film's rubbish, but also, Peter Rabbit should be put in a pie. All the film is about him being a little get.
It's not
a good example for children.
I know for a fact that the rights for Peter Rabbit lapsed, so they could just make whatever. When the Peter Rabbit, they don't have to pay for the rights for Peter Rabbit. They just made whatever they want.
I think it comes into the public domain in 2 years, isn't it? Batman.
Batman,
and,
really?
Mickey Mouse.
How did DC make money off that, then?
Well, I think I read a little article saying it's a very specific kind of, like...
Licensing.
Yeah.
They can't do certain things. They can do certain things with it, but not.
Yeah,
certain
things. Like they can't. It's like the quickly the Superman when recently they took DC to court again.
Oh, yes.
And they said, right, okay,
yeah,
you can have the rights back, but you can't have him flying. You can't have Kryptonite. You can't have this. You can't have this. You can't have that. Can't the other. You can't.
Yeah,
you
can I remember
have,
this. Yeah,
you can
I
have
this.
Superman as tall buildings, single bound stuff. You can't have all the. They kind of went, oh.
Yeah, you can have the most basic version of Superman.
Yeah, and they went, I get your point.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll keep the 30-odd million. You keep giving us bits of money for you.
Yeah.
And they went, all right, then, fine.
So, yeah, they were going to give back the original concept. Yeah. All the things that they created.
Yeah, so just the original very, creators. Very basic stuff.
Yeah.
Which is not Superman not much. Anymore. No.
So it's like, not Kryptonite, not...
Well, a lot of the supporting cast.
Legion, Lois, yeah, Jimmy, Daily Planet.
Yeah.
All that. So, yeah, you can't really sell much without all that stuff.
Not really.
That's all that stuff is very integral to the character, like we've talked throughout this podcast about.
It was. I always thought it was a bit weird because the... It sounds awful. Because they did get a good deal the first time.
Yeah, yeah, first time around.
And then the second time,
not so
they got some more.
Yeah.
Why would you go back a third time?
Yeah, that's the point.
If anyone should go back a third time, it should be Kirby.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because I still think he got a crap deal compared to...
Everybody else.
I still think he needs to go. And he lost so much artwork and stuff. And Marvel just...
So very quickly, before we go, I think we've mentioned quite a few Superman stories people should read. Are there any others we haven't mentioned you think we should...
All-Star Superman.
By Grant Morrison.
Grant Morrison and Frank, what's-his-face.
Quietly.
Yeah.
Quietly.
It's a very different one.
Yeah.
Superman's dying.
It is, yeah. Superman's dying.
Yeah.
But yeah. Lex is great in that as well.
Yeah.
Great stuff with everybody in that book, actually.
I like the Batman, Superman, Guinness and Loeb.
Yeah, yeah. Batman / Superman, I think it's
called. Yeah, that's really good. The dynamic's really cool in them. Mm. World at War is great.
I didn't like it.
No, I loved it.
Really didn't like it.
I liked it as well.
I couldn't get into it. Sorry.
What else? Oh, Red Sun.
Yeah, Red Sun. Definitely
and
Red
all
Sun.
All the new stuff. All the stuff by Bendis is great.
All the stuff by Bendis.
Yeah,
cool.
It's really, really good.
I'm just trying to think off the top of my head any other ones that I quite like. I think I've mentioned most of the ones I really, really like.
Yeah, Man of Steel is good.
Kingdom Come's good.
Yeah, the Man of Steel people need to read.
Yeah, definitely. Read Man of Steel.
Doomsday War, probably.
Oh, yeah. All the Death of Superman stuff. So Death of Superman, Funeral for a Friend or World Without Superman, and a Return of Superman. That's good.
You can get the first... You can get them in a collection like the first and then the newspaper stuff as well. So the early stuff, which is so different to what we know now of Superman.
Yeah.
So the really early stuff you can get in collection chronicles, they call them, so you can get them as well.
Cool.
So lots of good stuff.
I think we've finally run out of time. So before I go, I'm just going to say where you can find us on the social medias. So it's Facebook. If you type in @SecretBalls, you'll find the page there. Twitter is @Dan_Balls. And this podcast is available on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, and many, many more. Thanks again, Dan. You've been yet again a fabulous guest.
Well, thank you.
Goodbye, guys.